Good morning. It's Tuesday, the 11th of March. I'm Sasha Keir with today's news, sports and weather. Defence discussions are intensifying in Luxembourg. Prime Minister Luc Frieden briefed MPs yesterday on last week's EU summit. The key message Frieden presented to the Foreign Affairs Committee was that Europe has no intention of attacking anyone, but to safeguard freedom and peace, it must be capable of defending itself, above all through deterrence. The summit saw 26 member states approve additional aid for Ukraine, while all 27 agreed on an €800 billion defence package. Today, Prime Minister Luc Frieden is receiving his counterparts from the Netherlands and Belgium at Zeningen Castle. According to a press release, the talks with Bart De Wever and Dick Schoof will focus on European and international news. In other news, Ukraine plans to propose an aerial and naval ceasefire with Russia during talks with US officials in Saudi Arabia, aiming for a first step towards de-escalation while seeking renewed American military aid and intelligence support. Ukrainian President Zelensky, who is meeting US diplomat Marco Rubio today, said Ukraine only wants peace, insisting Russia was the only reason the war was carrying on. Meanwhile, military chiefs from 30 European and NATO countries willing to contribute a security guarantee for Ukraine after any negotiated truce with Russia are to meet in Paris today. President Macron is to address the meeting, which he said is being held in tight coordination with NATO military command. Former Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has been arrested in Manila by police acting on an international criminal court warrant tied to his deadly war on drugs. The 79-year-old faces a charge of crimes against humanity of murder, according to the ICC, for a crackdown that rights groups estimate killed tens of thousands of mostly poor men, often without proof they were linked to drugs. Greenland, the Danish self-governing territory, is voting in legislative elections today. Greenland's Prime Minister has said that US President Donald Trump, who wants to take over Greenland, is very erratic. Determining a timeline for Greenland's independence from Denmark has dominated the territory's election campaign. And a tanker carrying jet fuel for the US military was hit by a container ship off northeast England yesterday, with the collision igniting a blaze on both vessels, causing multiple explosions and forcing crews to abandon ship. Fires are still burning and one crew member is still unaccounted for. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with the Football Champions League, and today's the return matches in the round of 16. Among others, Liverpool is playing against Paris Saint-Germain. You can watch this match live on RTL Today at 9 p.m. tonight. Other matches include Barcelona versus Benfica, Inter are taking on Feyenoord and Leverkusen are playing Bayern. And in cricket, Australia will play England under lights at the Melbourne Cricket Ground to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Test cricket in 2027. The match from March 11th to 15th will commemorate the first ever test played between the two arch rivals in Melbourne in 1877. It's a foggy start with clouds and light rain expected later, but we are due to have some clear spells in the afternoon. Morning low temperatures start at around 7 degrees, with a forecast afternoon high of 12 degrees.